Cage.
Yes, sorry.
So,
I wouldn't buckle out there.
Would you join me in a flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton County of Hunter and State, New Jersey. Adequate notice that this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunter County Democrat Express Times, Courier News, Hunter and Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Councilwoman Switlick, she's absent. Councilman Kuzmanowski?
Here.
Councilman Malay is absent. Council President McTiernan?
Present.
And Mayor Higgins?
Here. Thank you. Okay. And is Mr. Bate going to make an appearance tonight, or should...
I thought he was coming.
I have not heard from him.
Apparently not.
I haven't talked to Paul in a long time.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we defer it until...
See if he shows up.
Later in the meeting. If he shows up, that'd be great. If he doesn't, that's okay, too. We'll still read it into the record. So, we've got executive session meeting minutes and regular meeting minutes. Let's do the April 11 executive and regular, if we could.
And just before you do that, Carla, you did receive the
yes,
my suggested revisions. Thank you.
Okay, any comments, concerns?
No.
All right, I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor of accepting the April 11 regular and executive session meeting minutes?
Aye.
Oh,
aye.
I should have said aye, too. I'm sorry. All right. Okay, we are up to the April 25 meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve them.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining?
Aye.
Thank you. We're out of sync tonight. Normally, it's just me. Can I pass them down?
Yes.
Thanks. All right, Mr. McTiernan. So we are up to now the first public comment period. There is another one later in the meeting. If people are interested in offering comments on the subjects covered at the meeting, so any comments from the public?
I just ask a question. It's on something that's on the agenda later, but I don't give a public session for it.
And this is Walter Wilson?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Walter Wilson, Heather Hill Wade. Is it okay to just ask a question?
Sure.
Just on the ordinance to convey the property to Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious as to, or am I correct that it will...
there's actually you're going to be having a public hearing on the ordinance.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean you're talking about the ordinance that's listed on the agenda for a public hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there
will be a public hearing. Okay.
Oh, yes, up for adoption.
Okay, I'll hold it till then.
Okay.
It's not a complicated question.
All right. Okay. Anyone else? I don't see any motions, so we will close the public comment period and go on to reports.
Not much has happened. As far as the rec committee, summer rec is going to be a success again. They've hired everyone they need. It seems they have plenty of people that want that job. I don't know. Younger kids. What else? Nothing on the environmental commission. North Island High School graduated last night or yesterday, so that's good. Another 450 kids have their high school diplomas now. And it went off without fanfare. No streakers or anything like that. That's all I have.
Okay. Not too much here either. We had a planning board meeting on May 7th. And we had a public hearing on the 2018 housing plan element and fair share plan. And that was kind of quick. It was not a giant revision from the previous edition. And a master plan consistency review. And the the creation of the zoning district AH5 to accommodate the Marukian project, affordable housing project, was deemed to be consistent, or not inconsistent, with the master plan. And really, that was about it. So, yeah, that's it for me.
I got something on the, I think we announced last meeting that the Clinton Township Board of Education K-8 was going to have a special meeting in regards to reading out their recommendation on whether or not to close the school. They did have that meeting on May 31st. Their decision is to, let's put it in quotes, close the school, but the school's building per se is not closing. It just will be used for a purpose other than Clinton Township K-8. So it'll be more or less repurposed, all the details of which still need to be released or demonstrated, but they will have some pre-kindergarten classes going on in that particular facility. They're also looking at having some, again, undefined educational opportunities for teachers taking place in that facility. The reported net benefit, this is kind of a timing issue, will be roughly a reduction in salary expenses of $800,000. They also have a reported anticipated reduction. I was on the school board. I'm not quite sure I accept the number without putting a little more detail behind it, but a $300,000 in reduced busing expenses, which is a combination of reducing one school building and also changing the times to start at schools. Taking all of that into effect and the expense associated with the closing of the school and rearranging everyone and moving them around, their net anticipated benefit to the taxpayer is roughly $1 million, and that would be a recurring savings year over year, depending upon what happens in future years. Of course, that could be increasing. In the community, there's a lot of discussion on that. There does not seem to be anyone who disagrees with the decision at this time, with the reduction of when we open up the middle school of having over 1,800 kids to now being somewhere around 1,200. The superintendent did report out in the meeting that it would be 1,200 plus. The month before that was going to be less than 1,200. So it's a 1,200 range for kids. They are on a declining population for children there. So it seems to be a good decision. It's more the timing, making that with 2 months to go before the schools open up. Do the teachers have enough time to pack up, set themselves up in their new rooms, et cetera? So it's more of a logistical situation to be discussed. And I know that they're working on that. I think their facilities and finance committee met last night discussing those things. That would be my reports.
Mr. Landon, you're up.
We, Brian and I have been working on our Class 3 police officers. We're ready to move on that. We're going to send the draft or the proposal over to the school, hopefully this week.
Tomorrow, probably.
And as discussed, we'll meet with the superintendent and talk about those details. The goal here is to get these officers on board and start training ASAP, because there's a lot of training involved between the physicals and firearms and whatnot, and then a course they have to take, and then school starts really August, at some point in August. So we don't have a lot of time, but we're on target to get that done. And I think we'll meet hopefully next week with the superintendent.
And the Class 3 officers are an hourly...
Right. They're hourly police officers. They're full officers under the law. The difference being they come to the police station, pick up their firearm, and go to work, in this instance, at the school. At the end of the day, they bring their firearm back, and they have no police powers other than on the school property or anything related to an event or crime that happens at the school.
Yeah,
so
typically retired.
Yeah, they're all retired. Yeah. They're all local, too, really. So that's good.
And I guess... Voorhees is slightly ahead of us with Lebanon Township.
Lebanon Township, in some respects, yes, and in other respects, no. I think we've gotten a little bit deeper into the personnel and the interviews and whatnot, and I think they may be a little bit ahead in terms of going over the contract with the schools and meeting with the schools.
Okay, so kind of parallel paths.
We're going to get to the same place at different paths.
The training they go through, is that a developed course for this particular position?
It's the Safe Schools Training, and it's presented by the Police Training Commission, the PTC. And my understanding is it's free, which is very good. But it's the same training that the school resource officers have to go through. And I'm also understanding that there's going to be a course this summer, which is another good reason to be on track.
Okay.
Do they have the same qualifying requirements that our police officers have with firearms?
They do, and with all special officers, we'll strike that, with special class 2s and 3s, they have to meet the same background criteria, they have to meet the same firearms criteria, and the same training criteria. It's pretty interesting that they give you different classifications, but that just tells you where their limits end, where their jurisdiction ends. The requirements are the same.
They're the same, good.
It feels like a special 2, but for schools.
Very much, right. Very much.
Okay.
Jess, Mike Nugent, I noticed, is there. What's his role at the high school? Mike Nugent?
Mike Nugent, my understanding is he's a security officer. They have security officers up there now. They haven't hired any Class 3s yet, so I'm not sure what they're going to do, they being the schools, with their security staff.
So the security officer does not have a gun?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I think,
I got you.
Sir, that's the movement. Because of the school shootings and because of the security in the schools, it's nice to have security there in case there is a fight or some other reason that security is needed. But nowadays we have a much bigger problem. And
So they might keep the security officer as well as the...
I honestly do not know.
That's up to the school, yeah.
I know that they've vowed to reimburse the township 100% of the cost, including the hourly pay. So that's certainly a bridge they're going to have to cross.
Right.
We'll be swearing in our newest police sergeant at the next meeting. I got my police officers mixed up. But anyway, Sergeant Anthony's hit the ground running. He's already working. He's doing a good job. Our foreman from Public Works has started. He's hard at work. We're finishing up the fitness trail. Amy's not here, but that should be done. We have a grand opening Monday at 2:45 on site.
This Monday?
Mm-hmm. To get that going. Got the, I think the superintendent, a couple of administrators, and some kids will be there for that. The food truck event is this Saturday up the park for several food vendors and wine. No beer. We are working on the permits, as you know, for Windy Acres. That's moving. We have to get several sets of permits. One is for the initial cleanup and a temporary bridge. Once it's cleaned up, we have to then get a permanent bridge, and that's all in the works. So we want to our timeline is to start working there in July.
Is that permit with the DEP?
Yes. And they've got all that. We sent them all the paperwork, and we contacted the temporary bridge people. We're ready to go as soon as we get that permit. So that's happening. If you haven't been in the municipal building, stop in. We've got new student art over there. This is watercolors and pastels and pen and ink drawings. Very nice. I mean, our kids are really talented. They're nice displays. They'll be there through the summer. Phase 2, Stanton Mountain Road, we should award that at the end of the month. So we'll finish that. That'll be nice to get that done. And we have the distressed properties ordinance on for introduction that we talked about last time. So that's all I have.
Okay, sir. Along the very same lines, school's out now, and that's going to give us a little bit of a reprieve. Detective Hash now can devote some time into the Detective Bureau and help out Sergeant Anthony's there, so that's good. The officers won't need to check the schools as much as they've been doing, walking through the schools and whatnot, so that'll give them some time to maybe hit some other areas of the township. So that's kind of a relief. I see that we have conducted 77 more school checks this time than last year and 119 more business checks than this time last year. So clearly we've kind of made an emphasis to try to check the businesses and the schools more than some of the other areas of the township, or strike that, like speed details and the like. You have to rob from Peter to pay Paul. I don't know how else to put it. So that's going to help us out. Our holding area is set to be inspected next week, I believe it is. The State Department of Corrections is in charge of inspecting all of the holding facilities across the state. The New Jersey Administrative Code sets the standards for each holding area. There's always been a little bit of confusion because people think that there's jails inside of police departments. There aren't. There's just places where we put prisoners while we process them temporarily and then either bring them to jail or release them. But nevertheless, the State Department of Corrections is responsible for inspecting them. We're getting ready for that. They'll come in here, they'll take a look at our facilities, they'll talk to the officers, they'll look at our equipment, our handcuffs, our shackles, leg irons, the whole nine yards, and then they'll also look at our policies and procedures and make sure that they're compliant with the law because, well, the administrative code isn't a statute per se, but it's more or less the law on how to handle prisoners and your holding area. So we're preparing for that. Also, the food truck festival, I know we have the sign out down there. I see that it's not programmed, but Tom DeRosa is in touch with Tom Sylvia to make sure it is programmed and that it says the right thing in preparation for it. And that's all I have in case, unless someone has a question of me. All right.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay, so we're up to resolutions, and we have a raft of them tonight. Some are routine, some are a little bit unusual. First item is the renewal of the township liquor licenses for the 2018-2019 license term.
Mayor, the last establishment, 2017 or 31, mm-hmm. I have to take them off.
Is that the bank?
Your tax clearance is not.
Ah, all right. Well, let's submit it then.
Interesting.
Check today, so trying to get a hold of somebody to call the state and see the problems.
So that means the bank can't serve liquor anymore. but does that mean it's expired,
you
or
can bring
do you
your
have
own
to
though.
Reapply now? Or?
They have until June 30th.
That's when, pretty soon.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll be on the June 27th agenda.
What happens if they're not?
They came up.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going.
They have a pocket license, so it, you know, they're not selling liquor, but they have to get it interim and go to the state. They have to drive to try and get that.
Yeah, it's pretty much an asset that they're holding, trying to make money on it.
Yeah. I've gotten calls about buying it, but
presumably they'll flip it eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, unless they're doing wealth management up here and need a little something extra.
Should I make a motion to approve that resolution amended?
I'll second it.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor
Higginbotham? Yes. Second resolution is authorizing the hiring of personnel for summer recreation. This is a routine thing we do every summer.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Third resolution is authorizing an agreement to mow the path at Hackett's Preserve, Block 63, Lot 2. And there is an appended service agreement with the gentleman that is kind enough to do this and a little bit extra.
And are we paying him?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about the same as it always has been, except it's been a little informal without any insurance. And so this year it's up by about $500 to cover the cost of insurance.
I guess he lives close to this.
Correct.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
Ah, okay, yeah. He lives close by, and he does some pruning and trimming. Yeah. And
so can I abstain? Will it not pass then?
Oh, no.
Problem is, if you're conflicted, you actually, it's not even an abstention. You actually have to step off the dais, and then we lose our
What's the definition form. Of conflicted?
Well, you said he's a friend. Like,
that's on the record.
Yeah, well, he's a friend.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Is it the majority of the members present that can approve these?
Yes, but once Councilman Kochanowski steps down, he's not present, and so you lose your quorum. You lose your quorum. So
I just want to do it the right way.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be difficult.
No, you're not being difficult. I think we'll just hold it to the 27th. And,
Sorry.
All right.
I was his son's Boy Scout leader.
The fourth resolution is a resolution for, this is the one that we were going to amend a little.
Yes. So if I could, Mayor, read the, just bear with me. Fortunately, it's very short, but I'd like to just read this into the record because there's.
And the title doesn't change?
The title's changing.
Oh, okay. Well, then you go ahead and read it into the record.
Sorry. All right. So this would be a resolution authorizing participation in the Educational Services Commission of New Jersey Cooperative System and authorizing the Township of Clinton to enter into a cooperative pricing agreement. Bear with me. Whereas NJSA 40A:11-115 authorizes contracting units to establish a cooperative pricing system and to enter into a cooperative pricing agreement for their administration, and whereas the Educational Services Commission of New Jersey Cooperative System, hereinafter referred to as the lead agency, has offered voluntary participation in a cooperative pricing system for the purchase of various goods and services. And whereas on June 13, 2018, the governing body of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey, duly considered participation in this cooperative pricing system for the provision and performance of goods and services, now therefore be it resolved as follows. This resolution shall be known and may be cited as the Educational Services Commission of New Jersey Cooperative Pricing Resolution of the Township of Clinton. Pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 48-11-115, the Chief Financial Officer, Leonard Ho, is hereby authorized to enter into a cooperative pricing agreement with the lead agency for various goods and services, including but not limited to the purchase of vehicles, equipment, and supplies. The lead agency shall be responsible for complying with the provisions of the local public contracts law, NJSA 48:11-1 et sec, and all other provisions of the revised statutes of the State of New Jersey, and this resolution shall take effect immediately upon passage.
Thank you very much for amending that to make it complete. So,
motion to approve the resolution as amended.
I'll second it.
Councilman
yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes.
And Carla, I'll send you the revised document tomorrow.
Yep. Fifth resolution is establishing the annual salaries and wages for non-contract personnel. And this is the entire salaried staff of the township. Any comments or concerns?
Motion.
Second it.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 6, I don't see a title on it, but basically we have a need to fill one sergeant's position in the police department, and Patrolman Lawrence Anthese is promoted to the rank of sergeant. The salary of $120,192 effective May 1, 2018. Comments or discussion?
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. The ninth resolution tonight is a resolution appointing an administrative agent for Clinton Township's affordable housing program. And this is typically done by an outside. Our council was kind enough to educate me on the duties and responsibilities of this position. It's typically done by an outside agency. The individual named Community Action Services and Steve Weinberg have performed these services in the past for the township. It requires some fairly specialized real estate skills and knowledge, which is why it's typically not done in-house. So, any questions, concerns, or discussion?
No, motion.
Second.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Number 10 is a resolution appointing a municipal housing liaison for the Township of Clinton. These responsibilities are typically done in-house, and the lucky winner, so to speak, is our Township Administrator, Mr. Landon.
So Jesse is going to be the one for individuals wanting to apply for
You work with the prior person we just approved, is my guess.
Okay. And I tell Glenn how to spend the money.
Right. Yeah.
So you direct them over to that person. Yeah. So they're not coming to you.
No.
They're not coming to the township.
No.
Okay.
No, you basically add as you're sort of the referral center.
Right. Yeah. Good. Yeah. And the actual applications are made to the developer, Ingerman or Purell.
The numbers are crunched by our CFO.
Sounds good. Yeah. Make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Okay, number 11 is a resolution authorizing the execution of an agreement for payment in lieu of taxes pursuant to NJSA 55:14K-1 et sec. With Pearl Developers LLC concerning a portion of the property known as the Marukian site and identified as Block 82, Lots 4 and 4.03 on the Clinton Township tax maps. This is a typical payment in lieu of taxes or pilot. It's part of the long-term tax abatement, which helps to make affordable housing feasible. Basically, Pearl will be obligated, as Ingerman are on Beaver Avenue, to pay us 5% of their project revenues for a period of 30 years. And as I say, it's a pretty routine thing for most of these 100% municipal sponsors.
When does the 30 years start?
The 30 years starts when they...
I guess they make revenue. They have revenue.
I can't remember if it's when they close on the property or when they get a CO. I do have the more detailed agreement.
Yeah, let me look that up.
Yeah, this will probably take a second.
Yeah, it says the let's see, well, the land becomes exempt.
They pay the land taxes.
Yeah. It's on execution of the mortgage. It's a little complicated.
Should not be going to real estate taxes. I wouldn't mind. I read it and underlined it. They do start on the property tax once they take the land. And from the tax exemption commencement date until the tax exemption expiration date, they pay.
And the tax exemption commencement date is defined in the agreement as the date of the date when they execute a mortgage encumbering the property and the project with a permanent mortgage lien in favor of the agency, that being the HMFA. So that's the exemption commencement date. And then that's when they shift over to paying the pilot.
Okay. Yeah, so that the mortgage is actually the tax credit financing due date is the application deadline is in July 24th. Remember, the awards are expected to be made in the fall, October, November-ish. I think it's November.
Okay.
And for various reasons, this entity has the, if they don't get the 9% tax credit financing on this current family round, they have another year to go ahead and make a second application.
Right.
Because it's a very critical item for us in the overall housing program.
Good.
Any more questions or discussion?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Mr. President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor Higby?
Yes. And the last resolution is a resolution authorizing assignment and assumption of agreement for wastewater treatment capacity to Peril Developers, LLC. As you probably know, the township originally obtained 38,925 gallons per day, and that was a sewer capacity.
No, we just did the little
And we recently acquired some additional capacity up to 52,925 gallons per day. This would assign 20,000 gallons per day of this capacity to Peril at the Marufian site when and if they proceed on the development.
Make a motion.
Second it.
You missed one.
I think there's one at the end.
You missed one.
Okay. Let me...
the Affordable Housing Agreement? Is that the one that
okay, let's vote on this first and get this out of here.
Who made the motion?
Dan made it. I second it. That's the one on his back page.
Okay. Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Also present. McTiernan?
Yes.
The Mayor Higgins?
Yes.
So now we got to do the second and last one.
Yeah, let me...
Get that one.
Yeah, no, I don't have that in front of me, unfortunately.
I'm going to open this one.
Is it the resolution authorizing the execution of the Affordable Housing Agreement?
Yeah, I may have skipped.
I think that's the one that you may have skipped. So this.
Let me go back.
Yeah, this is a resolution authorizing the execution of an Affordable Housing Agreement with Peril Developers LLC for the Marukian property.
You know, I missed that when I put this together. My apologies.
It's not in my.
That was, I think, one of the ones that may have been set separately.
Yeah.
In any event, this basically is just, it's sort of the baseline agreement that lays out a lot of it has to really do with the financing, but it also stipulates the conveyance of the 6 acres to Pearl, obviously, once the if and when the ordinance gets adopted, but that conveyance will be for a dollar, and then there's just a lot of packaging. Slightly dense agreement.
Yeah.
A lot of statutory citations.
I have the agreement, but I don't have the darn resolution.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can certainly read the resolution, but basically I would say the majority of the agreement is really stipulations that have to be in there pursuant to HMFA regulations, and it's all tied up in the financing that they're trying to secure through the tax credits. So the resolution itself is very simple. Basically just says, go ahead and sign the agreement, you know, authorizes the mayor and the clerk to sign the agreement, enter into it with Pearl, and that's one of the key steps for Pearl then being able to apply for the 9% tax credit financing.
It closely mirrors the agreement that we have with Ingerman.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President McTavish?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Gosh, I usually lose my voice when we're talking about paying the bills.
Laura?
No, just kidding, Carl. All right, we are up to ordinances, and the first one is the adoption of an ordinance, and it's ordinance 1115-18. It's authorizing the conveyance of a 6-acre portion of the Marukian property to Pearl for the development of low and moderate income housing. Any comments on that before we open the hearing? All right, we'll open the public hearing, and Mr. Wilson, I believe you have a question.
Now my question. Yeah, I just want to...
You can come up to the mic.
Usually I'm out of the... Walter Wilson, Heather Hill Way, Clinton Township. Just so I understand the process, I'm neither opposed nor ultimately in favor. It needs to be done. I understand all of that. Just curious as to the exact process based on the resolutions and then the ordinance. The ordinance authorizes the signing of a contract or the development of a contract, but we've already agreed as of the resolution to the 5%.
Normally you would have the resolutions coming after the ordinance. But we also have a township code that specifies that on the agenda, resolutions get listed before the ordinance. So, yes, you know, obviously if this ordinance does not get adopted tonight, then the resolutions that were just approved become moot.
No.
But.
Yeah.
Okay. But as a contract, I guess my specific questions are, is there a reversionary clause in the contract?
Yes.
If they don't, that it doesn't,
yes,
comes back? And do you envision the conveyance actually... once they have the New Jersey Mortgage Finance Agency approval and the tax credit approval?
Correct. It's when I think the closing itself is once they have all of their financing and all of their other approvals, you know, land use approvals, outside agency approvals in place and beyond any appeal period.
Okay.
So once everything is concluded, that's then when the agreement calls for the closing to take place. And to your question on the reverter, yes, that language is in the agreement, it would appear in any deed because it's statutorily required.
Right. And then with respect to the 5% tax pilot, rather, that is now fixed, that will happen. I mean, I've been reading the proposed legislation that will, legislation, both in the Senate and the Assembly, that'll change that a little bit by way of the economic impact to the schools and things of that sort. But also, my understanding is that there's discussions with the New Jersey Mortgage Finance Agency that they may change that 5% limit to something else. Is there anything that would allow that to be changed at some point in the future, or it's fixed for the whole term?
I will pull up the pilot agreement and let you know.
It's pure curiosity as to what we're
doing. Fair question, and I don't know the answer right off the top of my head. I suspect that it's fixed.
I mean, it is as well.
But I'd like to just double check that so I don't...
And they're targeting, they being Pearl or their wholly owned affiliate, are targeting for the
for the credits, and I don't remember whether they're 2018 credits or 2019 credits, for the July, with the July 24 cutoff date for application.
Yeah, planning to make application in time for that.
They're trying to do that, so then they're going to need preliminary site plan approval by then as well. Okay.
Yes.
And do their points all add up okay? Are they going to qualify? Do we know?
I would say, based on...
Pretty close?
Well, it's a 95-point scale. We're at 94 points, I believe.
Okay, okay.
And we were at 94 points as well when we were had applied with Ingerman. And we were awarded the 9%.
With which one, I'm sorry?
For the Willows.
When we were awarded the Ingerman project.
Oh, yes, yes.
Also at 94.
Yeah, I think all of the 94s were approved for this year, and a few of the 93s on based on tiebreakers.
Right, and we've got good, I believe we have good tiebreakers. I think there were 32 projects awarded last year, and their gossip is 28 coming this year. Something like that, yeah.
Okay, so they think they're on target, though, for the one for July, and I don't remember it's 2018 or 2018 or 19, which is the one that's due now. I think they're doing it for 2019 now, or is that, or maybe it is.
It's the 2018.
And it comes out in November.
Round, that's,
yeah, the approval, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we think we're in pretty good shape in that regard.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we've got so many actions all coming on top of the other.
My curiosity is based mainly on the 5%. Of gross rents, gross rental income for the tax limitation, because all of that goes to the municipality, none to the schools, right?
The municipality has the ability to designate where it goes.
You can?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. So, I'm just concerned, particularly with the goings-on at the Board of Ed, and if there's additional costs now to open another school, I think they will probably see a few kids out of the 400% affordable development. So.
Well, their capacity is, they're at 54, 55.
Oh, there's plenty of capacity with, yeah.
With three schools, there's plenty of capacity.
Even with three?
Yeah.
They're down, you know, they're at, 54, 56% of nameplate capacity with four schools. So knock one out, you can do the math, and they've still got folks.
I think the highest school is at 72%.
Okay, after but if that,
change.
So.
After the change.
If that, if the New Jersey Mortgage Finance Agency changes their regulation and lets it go to, I've heard 7 or 8%, which is not a whole lot, but it's a little bit more of an increase that will be coming into the township for the taxes. They're locked in at the 5%.
They're locked in at the 5%
Okay.
for the duration
All right.
of the agreement.
Those are the questions I have.
Anybody else on this arcane topic? All right, I'll close the public hearing in that case, and I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Councilman Koshinowski?
Yes.
Council President McTiernan?
Yes.
Mayor.
Yes. Okay, we have another ordinance up, and this is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton creating a new Chapter 261 of the Code of the Township of Clinton entitled Vacant Abandoned Property Registration and Maintenance. And we do have a actually a surprising number of homes that are you know, vacant for very long periods of time. There's at least one in our neighborhood. There's another one on Ermenthal that with holes in it from, you know, rotting from the outside.
Yeah.
So, and then of course there's the one that we love, at least my personal favorite is off Blossom Hill on Concord.
Concord. Right.
Mm-hmm. That guy's been jerking us around for how many years now?
Several.
Yeah.
And over here on
Blue Cliff
or Farview?
Mm-hmm.
No,
or
the corner of Cedar Ridge.
Cedar Grove.
And there's plenty of comment from residents about these properties.
Oh, yeah.
That it dictates addressing.
And East, what was it, West Main Street, the septic wars on with that one house. So. Yeah, we've got a number of problem houses that detract from the appearance of the our township and the associated property values, and we've been powerless to take any enforcement actions unless it's so severe that the County Board of Health can take an action, and that requires, must be an awful situation to allow them to take action, because they haven't, at least in my tenure. So I'm glad we're doing something about it. Jess, you're the
prime
mover on this.
We worked on this for a while. I think it'll help clean things up and get people to pay a little more attention to their properties.
Mm-hmm.
And for safety reasons, too. I mean, some of these that aren't condemnable are they're dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, and for the Board of Health, I think the only way they'll step in is if there's a rat infestation. Other than that, they don't care.
I agree. So, And lots of other towns in this state have done this ever since 2007, 2008, the great crash. This has been a burgeoning problem in New Jersey, so we're not alone, and it's, you know, I think it's a pretty typical ordinance. So, any more discussion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Kupczynowski?
Yes.
It's introduction.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And I think we are at vouchers. Any questions or discussion on paying the bills?
I'll second it to pay the bills.
Councilman Kupczynowski?
Yes.
President McTurney?
Yes.
Yes. Which brings us up to the second and last comment period. Members of the public? I'm not a member of the public. He's almost a member of us.
You could have told me you were coming.
You told me you weren't coming. Mark Strauss, 126 Coach Bay Road. Just real quick, the special meeting that was held June 7, 2018, mm-hmm. last Thursday, I looked online. I couldn't find it. Could you just I'm assuming that was past the budget?
Correct. Sorry.
Okay, what was... It's okay.
He's on vacation, so...
Oh, no. That's not a shot. What was the vote on that?
4-1. Actually, this is not a commercial, but one good way, I subscribed to the 100 Review. They actually, they cover these meetings in fair depth, and it's handy if you're, you know, not around for one or something.
Okay.
It's always, you know, pretty good highlights.
Comes out before our audio recording.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty quick sometimes.
No, I mean, I'm not saying we're slow, but yeah. It takes time.
Yeah.
And descending vote?
Mr. McDermott. On this, you passed 5-6.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. I guess it's time for the final motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining?
Idiot.
Thank you.